This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
A New York judge has dismissed the Dominic Strauss-Kahn sex assault case, but the ruling won't take effect immediately. Earlier, prosecutors said they could no longer prove sexual assault beyond a reasonable doubt due to the alleged victim's lies. In his native France, the news has been greeted with relief, and DSK will be returning home soon. John Lawrenson reports.
DSK, it is understandable, must miss his country, and many in his country miss him. And on Tuesday, even those whose political careers have been doing rather better since his forced absence began were pressing into the radio and television studios to say how happy they were that Dominique Strauss-Kahn will soon be coming home. Martine Aubry, for example, the General Secretary of the Socialist Party, who has taken over DSK's mantle as front-runner of the left in next May's presidential elections. It's a joy and a relief, Aubry told France Info Radio. We were all looking forward to this, all the friends of Dominique Strauss-Kahn and his wife Anne Sinclair, looking forward to the day that he could at last get out of this nightmare. And will he be making a political comeback? DSK said Aubry has been too long deprived of his freedom. Let's give him the chance to decide what he wants to do himself. Indeed, after long months of media silence, the world is soon going to hear DSK's version of what happened in New York and what he intends to do now from his own lips. This may in part depend on how the French electorate interprets the denouement of this drama. Is he a predatory sex-obsessive and serial adulterer who got off lightly, or an innocent man cruelly wronged? His political allies, in any case, have no doubt. The majority of the French people never really believed the accusations levelled against him, said one of his staunchest supporters in the French Parliament, Jean-Marie Le Guen. Today, those people's idea of Dominique Strauss-Kahn has been reinforced, the idea of a man who is not guilty of the violence and aggression of which he was wrongly accused. But violence and aggression is not the whole story. The American prosecutor Cyrus Vance said there was insufficient evidence to press charges of rape, but that the evidence did show that DSK had had hasty sexual relations with Nafissatou Diallo in his hotel room. Not very glorious then, even if he didn't commit a crime. The question now is, will DSK ever manage to change the subject? His supporter Le Guen is trying in any case. In his reply to the question about a DSK comeback, he said Strauss-Kahn was very concerned about the economic plight of France in the current crisis. DSK supporters, one imagines, are already writing a scenario they'd like to make into reality, where the hero, after having been unjustly forced to resign as head of the IMF, returns to France, wins the presidential election, and saves his country from economic catastrophe. It'll be fascinating to hear Dominique Strauss-Kahn's first pronouncement since the New York debacle and see whether DSK himself believes he can play that role. John Lawrenson, Deutsche Welle Radio, Paris.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.